is Hiba, and welcome to the third episode of Poetry of Healing. We're going to begin the episode by reading a couple of my new poems. The first one is called Ebb and Flow. All is still amongst my little waves of ebb and flow. I am still, and yet I float with those swaying daisies, music moving through the ether that is far yet near. The snowflakes gentle on my skin, in the state of being nothing, and therefore everything. The second poem we'll be reading is Lantern. I am the traveler, holding the glow close. The heart is a lantern, the light through the crevices of my soul. Its home was once the constellations, and through the white petals, I became it, and journeyed to seek the ones to hold it with me. Now we're going to be reading, after a lantern, one of my new and recent poems called Rain Dancers. The porcelain wind of the moon lifts its wings of mine to see the clouds, deserts, and dreams of reality as one. The endless stories of the green and golden fields of painted starlight, the breath of unspoken songs in the conversation of eyes, too aerial to be held, as the rising gentle wind through the leaves, and the hair of lovers in discovery of forests untouched with mist, rising above the mountains, falling as the song of rain. They are rain dancers who see poetry as all, and all is water. After Rain Dancers, I have written another new poem called Galanthus. Amongst tresses of velvet night, upon the moon river, she felt the echoes of her tracing, her fingers upon the silvery water. The fairy, with dark eyes as bright as stars and a heart purer than the first snowfall. The voice of her song glides through the clear waters and high into the wind, letting the leaves dance to her melody. Ethereal is her barefoot step through the mist-shrouded forest. Her companions, the fawn and the birds, in peace they lived, until a traveler arrived, enchanted by the soft honey breath of her symphony. In harmony they were. The strums of his lute shared with her voice, until time had passed for the mortal traveler, and he left the forest. The animals were saddened by his leaving. The fairy flew to the branch they sat upon, neighboring the celestials. and found a strand of silver blonde hair. It is a memory of her lover. She returned to the animals and had hidden it within the earth, which slept until the golden light came upon there. And with the sun and the fairy's tears from her heart, it was born, the flower of Galanthus. So after Galanthus, we're going to be reading a poem called Sojourn. The gentle creature was lost in her thoughts, like clouds on a starry night, where all the galaxies shined for her, the special one whose light was the brightest. When she cried, the songs of angels healed her. Whenever she felt so alone, their white wings dress her short hair in flowers of carnations and roses. Even though her beauty was created to be greater than those petals, for they came from her, unaware of how radiant she was. In tears she stayed, until one day a bird came by her windowsill and sang to her, "You, the fairest and most delicate one, came to our world with your wings of white, with the purest symphony wrapped safely in the locket of your heart. With time, the darkness of man haunted your existence. Fear not, your song will live on forever and more, healing the ones who seek refuge in love. I shall fly above, though I will never be far, for you are with me everywhere I soar. You are the waves of deeper rising clouds, where your song returns to your embrace." She asks the bird, "Will the song heal their suffering?" The bird replies, "They shall hear you once they awaken." When the time will come, when your radiance will be revealed, the flower of you will bloom. Gardens in their chests. She then replies to the bird, as love would do. The room fell in silence as the trees, in gentle music, had danced with the night wind. The bird then took flight. And she heard these words being sung, "You have spoken the truth, and wisdom shall light your path wherever you may sojourn. My flower, rise and guide the dreamers." The next poem I will be reading is called Bloom. Amongst my coffee and wander, inner monologues and soliloquies, I have seen endless words, unspoken, found in the of a man and I, whom I say to, come and let us give our tithes. I seek to reveal the hidden wonders of your heart, unset in your glory. Reveal the severed layers of your rose, the tender and gentle grace of your gaze. With stories of the sea I shall be one with, if only you are willing to show me your song. Tell me of how you bloom. After this, we're going to be reading a poem called Humans. I once met a man who was reading a book before we parted ways, and I said to him before I left, I understand what it's like to be immersed in a book. And he said, yes, you more than anyone else. And so I left with a content heart, forever in the memory of the conversation, where we were in the deep ocean of words, before the wind came, and we returned to the shore as humans once more. The next poem we will be reading is called, it's actually one of my favorite poems. It's called La Fleur de Lune. She wished to write the diary of a flower, unknowing of how the pages were endless. As the song of her beautiful mind, the garden came forth from. Her soft angel eyes opened for the eyes of a book within her private perusal, where her being had come to the embrace, and so followed her heart. The rest came in waves as her hands stroked her gentle features. Her skin was the winter moon, though not fairer than her deeper thoughts, as a blue sea with the softer whispers of clouds. Her home lied within the deepest part of the library, seldom wandering to the cafe. Her heart wished to see beauty in others, veiled to the eyes. Wondrously, she meditated upon the light waiting to be sought, the butterfly to touch her palms. Eventide fell as she walked through the garden by the moon, hidden with the roses forever. The poet of love who gazed upon a symphony of dew beads as stars, appearing as shrines of memory. As the night lights of a universe for only her, as she gazed upon them with her gentle voice, she sang, can I call this love or the words of falling rain? As she watched, with the leaves and the gentle dew opening for love letters untold, her lips touched the petals, and tears fell from her eyes, and upon the white petals, the night sleeps forever. The tears became the far tides of an ocean. Love is the rose of suffering and beauty, and the one whom has known it lives forever as a home for others. The nightingale sings as her ink flowed as waves upon her papers where she wandered, with meditations upon Monet arose as lullabies of a secret world, songs of honeysuckle and wisteria brighter than the wings of fairies, the small gifts of precious wonders she held with all the curiosity in her hands, as she thought to herself, were these lights or the few thousands teaching her to dance from within. She reaches the waters, and the delicate fair form touched the moonlit mirrors, where she witnessed the truth beyond words. Amongst the tear-painted petals, the moon sings the symphony for her. Are you the one I have been seeking? As its light touches her wandering steps, she returns to her home, and in her blankets, she writes, to my lover, I will remember how we met each other as waves from the lost far away parts of the ocean. We found the shores becoming eyes. They had sought themselves to be lost in legions of constellations in the galaxies of hearts, with the stars that waited to be born, the flecked specks of light in divinations of the midnight hours, and reminisced the dappled dreams of colors and witnessed beauteous musing in the cafe where our conversations poured the seas into cups of tea and questioned and explored metamorphosis through words, shifting time through the touching of marble cups and the colloquy of our eyes. The artistry in the miracle of the gentle. I walked in flight with you, as we shared the unspoken stories of our hearts, woven through the rain, under the umbrellas leading to your home, where we watched the paintings of the night skies as the memories of us, the lights touched by the secret garden where I wandered, her hands then closed the pages, as her eyes rested upon the pillow, and the moon chants, O fair. Titan. You are the one whose existence is loved. The nightingale has sung to you upon its branch near your window. Though fairer is your voice, you are the gentle one who turns all of what you have seen to artistry. When you love, all is in bloom, la fleur de lune. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Until next time. Thank you.